This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Ben. Douglas County Prosecutor Nathan Marsh testified before the Colorado Senate Judiciary Committee against a bill that would create new pathways to early release for some of the state's longest-serving prisoners, calling the measure part of a broader pattern of Democrat lawmakers prioritizing offenders over victims. Marsh, a Republican candidate for Colorado House District 43, appeared on The Kim Monson Show to discuss his opposition to Senate Bill 26-211-5, the post-conviction relief for certain offenders bill, sponsored by Senator Julie Gonzalez, Democrat of Denver, and Senator Mike Wiseman, Democrat of Aurora. The bill passed out of committee on February 25. The only people in Colorado right now that would even be eligible for this are people who have committed multiple murders or are habitual violent criminals, Marsh said. They wanted to create a whole new process. They kind of modeled it off of California and Washington, D.C., and said, well, we want to let these people out early and give them yet another way out of prison. The bill's actual eligibility criteria are age-based. Inmates who committed their offenses before age 21, or who are currently 60 or older, and who have served at least 20 calendar years. According to the Denver Post, 137 people in Colorado state prisons would automatically qualify to seek sentence reductions, with another 184 first-degree murder convictions eligible only with a prosecutor's support. Legislative staff estimated that roughly 19 prisoners would actually be released. Marsh framed the bill as an attack on victims' rights, particularly given Colorado's lack of truth in sentencing laws. If you say, hey, you're going to get 10 years in prison, that 10 years doesn't mean 10 years, he said. What Democrats are trying to do is saying, hey, let's release more of these people. And we strip the one thing away that we can give victims is this finality. The bill also faces opposition from George Brockler, district attorney in the 23rd Judicial District, who told the Denver Post it undermines Proposition 128, the voter-approved 2024 measure requiring people convicted of certain violent crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence before parole eligibility. Marsh connected the early release bill to the legislature's gun control agenda, pointing to Senate Bill 26-N043, which would require firearm barrels to be sold through federally licensed dealers and mandate 5 years of record-keeping. Critics, including Senator Linda Zamora Wilson, Republican of Colorado Springs, have called the measure a step toward a de facto gun registry. Even this session, we have another bill going right now that would basically create a de facto gun registry here in Colorado, Marsh said. Asked about the state of Second Amendment rights in Colorado, Marsh was blunt. The short answer is, I think it's a travesty and I think it's unconstitutional. He added, these are not amendments and rights the government has given us. These are rights that we have just because we are people, because we're humans. And now, Kim's perspective. Nathan Marsh is doing exactly what elected representatives should do, standing up for victims and telling the truth about what is happening at the Capitol. Colorado voters made their position clear with Proposition 28, demanding that violent criminals serve real time. Yet the legislature is working to undo that mandate while simultaneously building a framework to track law-abiding gun owners. Marsh sees what so many prosecutors see every day, a system that has been twisted to favor offenders at the expense of the people they harmed. When the people who enforce the law are telling you the system is broken, it is time to listen. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.